Vedic literature, it is compiled by the Lord Himself. Religion means the regulation of the Supreme Law. That's all. Dharma, dharma, sasad, bhagavat pranita. Just like for proper execution of this material work, there are certain rules and regulations of the king, of the state. Similarly, to execute properly the supreme will of the supreme law, there are certain rules and regulations that is called religion. This is the meaning of religion. Religion does not mean that my religion says this, your religion says this, your religion says this. Religion means whether you are properly executing the will of the Supreme. That's all. This is religion. Sarmam-sushasad-bhagavat-panitam. The nonsense rascals, they cannot manufacture religion. Religion cannot, just like ordinary citizens, they cannot make laws for the state. Suppose if you make a law, who will care for your law? Don't take advantage of the innocent people and make your own religion and make a group and try to exploit it. This is all nonsense. Dharma-tu-sa-sa-bhagavat-pranita. Dharma means the regulation of the Supreme. So you have to know. That is religion. So any religion which is directing to obey the Supreme Law, that is bona fide. And anything minus or not to Krishna but to me, this is a nonsense rascal law. Before studying Vedanta, we should understand this fact. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is therefore stressing on this point that there is no cheating, there is no mistake, there is no illusion, there is no impersonation. Then we can make progress. If we are doubtful, Bhagavad Gita is spoken by some Krishna, somebody, you are not a man, philosopher. So I can point out my own point. No, not like. So Upanishad sahi sutra kahe sahi tattva mukha vritti sahi ata maha paramaha. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that all the Upanishads, all the Vedic literature, Vedanta sutra, they are composed in that way. Therefore, mukha vritte sei artha param mahatva. Therefore, if you take directly the meaning, that is the super excellence of our understanding. Direct. Don't try to foolishly interpret. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, the first verse is dharma kshetri kurukshetri samogita jitushtava. Mamaka Pandava Seva Kimakur Vata Sanjaya. My dear Sanjaya, my sons, and Pandava, the sons of my younger brother, Pandu, they assemble in the battlefield, which is also a pilgrimage. Then what did they do? This is simple. But the nonsense rascals that eschewing some meaning, Kshetra means body, and dharma kshetra means deep, panna means the five senses. So many nonsenses. Even Gandhi has done this. What Gandhi? Gandhi is nothing. You see? So they are, these rascals are great and misleading persons. I recently written to Dr. Radhakrishna that you are going to retire, now join this Krishna Conscious Movement. You have written your Bhagavad Gita and you don't believe Krishna is Supreme Lord, God. Therefore, by reading your Bhagavad Gita, people have become godless. Joe, you better rectify your mistake. Thou join this. I read mistake letter. To Dr. Joe, if you want to compensate the greatest sin you have committed in your Bhagavad Gita, then you join this Krishna Consciousness movement and rectify yours. Not to Krishna. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not approve this. Krishna says, Manvana bhava madhvakta, madhyani maha namaskuru, madeva istasi tontya, atamsaya. My dear Arjun, you just surrender unto me, you worship me, you offer your obeisance unto me, you always think of me, and this is straight. This straight meaning me, Krishna is saying, therefore, we should offer our respect to Krishna, we should worship Krishna, we should think of Krishna, we should chant of Krishna. This is the straight meaning. But the commentator says, oh, not to Krishna. Yes. Not to Krishna. So this nonsensical commentation is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Mukhavit. Mukhavit is directly as you understand. If I say, my dear Satan sir, give me a glass of water. Now interpret, oh, Swamiji wants water. Oh, he has taken water. Let me supply this or that. Interpretation. What is the use of interpretation? I'm asking for water. Give me water. Call a spade. This should be this. This should be the understanding of Vedanta. Because all foolish nonsense they are interpreting. Such and such person's commentation and Vedanta. Because they are trying to and to manifest and expose their thinking power. That I think that this should be like this. What nonsense you are, what you can think. You think as it is. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Don't think otherwise. As it is. In the Upanishad, Ishavasamidam Sadmam, everything belongs to God. Believe it as belongs to God. Don't interpret. Then you will understand Veda. Ishavasamidam Sadmam, Jatkinti Jalatyam Jalat, anything, any minor thing in this material world, everything belongs to that Supreme Lord. Who can deny it? The way to interpret. Tena taktena bhunjita. So, you enjoy as he orders it. You are not forbidden to enjoy. Just like we say that illicit sex relations not allowed. You should take it. Because it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Dharma avuriddha kamasneham. Sex desire which is sanctioned by religion. That is I am. That is Krishna. Sex desire to fulfill, it does not mean that like cat we are free. What is this freedom? That freedom has cats and dogs. They're so free that they're on the road. They have sexual intercourse. You have not so much freedom. You have to find out a parlor, apartment. So do you want that is freedom? This is not freedom. Going to hell. This is not freedom. Therefore, Vedic literature suggests that if you want sex life, then you become householder. You marry a nice girl, and then you have got very good responsibility. These conversations, sex life is allowed, so that you have to serve the all others. That is the responsibility. Now, there are four divisions of social order. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Varaprastha and Sannyas. The Brahmachari does not earn anything. They depend on society.
Sannyasi depends on the society. Vanaprastha depends on the society. Only the householder who is living with his wife and children, he has got the whole responsibility to provide his brahmachari, vanaprastha and sannyasi. You see, in India still, if a brahmachari or a sannyasi goes to a householder, immediately offers something. They do not want more, but they want a little for the maintenance of this body and soul together. And it is the duty of the household. So unless one becomes responsible householder, how he will execute his responsibility? If he thinks, what is the use of keeping a cow when the milk is available in the market? Oh, such price is so cheap. Why shall I take the responsibility of marrying? This is going on. Just like cats and dogs. So the cats and dogs cannot understand without the philosophy. Crash condition. It is not meant for the cats and dogs. It is meant for human beings. So we should be human beings, first of all. Then we shall try for it. But life is so wretched that it is less than cats and dogs, and we try to understand without the philosophy. It is not possible. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Mukha Vritti, direct me, as it is said. That is beauty of understanding. Janmādhaktajataha, the supreme source from which everything emanating, that is Brahma. And what is the interpretation? There is no interpretation. There must be some supreme source. That is why philosophical and logical. That as my this body existence has a source, my father has a source, his father, God. That there must be one supreme source. And that is God. Simple to understand. It is very difficult to understand. The supreme cause, he is God. Therefore, Krishna is described in Brahma Sangha. Sarva karana karanam. Karana means cause. And sarva means all. There are cause and effect, cause and effect, cause and effect. Reach to the supreme cause, He is Krishna. And Krishna confirms it in Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Have you got Bhagavad Gita? Aham sarvasya prabhava. Matta sarvam pravartate. Iti matya bhajante va. And it tends to occur in mind. This word, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Things should be accepted as they are. Have you got it?
Yes.
I read it.
I am the origin of all. From me, all to see. Knowing this, the wise worship him without the conviction.
This is. He is the origin of everything. If somebody says, what's the commentation there? What is that commentation? Is there any commentation or simply translation?
Is
it
commentation?
No, that particular verse, Aham Sarvas. Is there any commentation?
Yes.
What is that?
The teacher speaks now as the Lord.
Teacher? Still he will not say Krishna. Krishna-phobia. You see? He's always thinking, if I say Krishna, then I'll be in trouble. This is the demonic tendency. And that is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Namaṁ prabhagdante mūḍhā duṣṭitina narāṁhā. The rascals and the lowest of the mankind, narāṁhā, and the asses, and the nonsense. Mura means ass. Simply work for others. He has no self-interest. Yes. So mula. Namaan prabuddhanti mula. A person who is as rascal as an ass. Mula. Namaan prabuddhanti mula. Vishkitina. And always engaged in sinful activities. And the lowest of the mankind, and the more, he does not, surrender unto me, accept me. There are many educated persons, just like Dr. Radha, he also says, he also not to Krishna. Then, what about his education? That is also his plan. Maya purita jnana. He is educated so called, the Maya has plundered his all knowledge. That means Allah is an educated fool. There are educated rascals. They have got some university degree, but actually they are rascals less than an ass. So, that is also this fact. Maya apahitam jnana. They have acquired some knowledge, undoubtedly. But the essence of the knowledge is taken away by Maya. Essence of the knowledge, just like I give you milk, but I charge it to take the butter out and I give you milk. It is just like that. Milk is administered and taking out the butter, that is also cheating. Because milk means to take fat. That we require. For our proper maintenance of the body, we require fat. So milk is drinking means eating fat. So if the fat is already taken away, what is this milk? So similarly, knowledge means to athata brahma jigyasa, to understand brahma. Then Krishna says, aham sarvasya prabhavam atta sarvam pravartate. I am the origin of everything, and everything emanates from me. Iti matya bhajante ma. Buddha. Buddha means one who is in the topmost platform of knowledge. That is called Buddha. Therefore, Lord Buddha is called Buddha. Buddha means one who is in the topmost platform of knowledge. He is called Buddha. Buddha. Buddha means to know, to understand, or to have knowledge. So Buddha. Buddha means one is actually Buddha or Buddha. He worships Krishna because he knows perfectly well that he is the origin of everything. Sarva karana karana. Ishvara parama Krishna. Satchidananda vigraha. Anadi radi Govinda. Sarva karana karana. There are so many Isharas, controllers. But Parameshara, that is the Supreme Lord, Supreme Controller, is Krishna. Ishara, Parama, Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. People may misunderstand, Krishna, he's a historical person, how he can be the Supreme Controller? He's just like a man. He's a man like us. He's a Satchidananda Vigraha. He's not like a man like you. He is for me a spiritual, blissful eternal. How it is eternal? We have known that he is born. That Krishna says, Janma karma me vigyam jujanati sattva. How I am born? What are my activities? If anyone knows, then what he becomes? He becomes immediately liberated. So he's not so easy to understand. Krishna is born in Mathura. His father is Vasudeva Hari. No. He's unborn. I am seeing that he's born. Just like son is unborn. I am seeing that at 5 o'clock, son is born in the eastern side of New York City. This is my foolishness. Son is never born. He's always there. It is my imperfectness that I am seeing that son is born this hour. Similarly, Krishna is never born. Krishna is just like sun. So, as they ask, if we want to understand, Achinta Khulgi Bhava Natasta Pino Jude, things which are beyond your conception, among Manasa Bhuta, beyond your expression, beyond your knowledge, don't apply your so-called argument and reason. That is Vedanta study. If you do not understand, put question to your spiritual master, try to understand, but as a matter of fact, you should know what is stated here, that is all right. It is due to my imperfectness of knowledge, I cannot just not understand it. Let me ask my spiritual master and let me understand it properly. But the thing and it is, that is all right. So we must take it. Mukha-vitti, as it is. Pisa-vāsa-midam-sattva. What commentation it can give? It is a Veda says, Isha-punishad, that everything belongs to God. How can you deny it? What is your argument? What is it? You cannot deny it. Similarly, all these Vedic sutras, Upanishads, Vedanta, anything should be understood. Gauna-vitti-deva-bhasya-kurilo-acharya-tahar-sravane-nāsa-jāya-sadvokācya. Now, Chaitanya Mahāprabhu is directly challenging Prakāsananda Saraswati. Prakāsananda Saraswati belongs to the Shankar Sampradaya, Shankar school of thought. Now, Chaitanya Mahāprabhu is directly challenging that Gauna-vitti-deva-bhasya-kurilo-acharya. Acharya means Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya has made a commentary which is called Sharirag Bhasha of Vedanta Sutra. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, this Sharirag Bhasha Gauna Vitte, indirectly. Just like we are accustomed to do. I think the meaning should be like this. Grammatical, this way, that way, jugglery of words. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly accuses Shankaracharya, that the commentary which he has made indirectly, if we read the commentary, or if we hear the commentary, then jahar star sabane nas jai sattvakarya, then anyone who is hearing or understanding, trying to understand this Harirag Bhasha, he is going to hell. He is not only wasting his time, but he is going to hell. Sarvana. Sarvana means all auspicity is lost. Why? Why lost? Lost because as soon as you indulge in the reading of the Shankar Bhasha, the whole program is you have to think that I am God. So if I am God, then who is else God that I have to worship? Then that means the process of devotional service of Krishna consciousness is killed forever. Such rascal will never be able to come to Krishna consciousness. Therefore he says, Jaya Sadvanas. He is being murdered. Because he never will come to me. He'll always think, I'm God. Just like, who are you think? I'm God. Yes, like Nicholas. We have discussed in the like Vivekananda state that a man is God. But somebody asked, why he has become God? He says, I do not know. The God says, I do not know. He's such a God. And that is clearly written. Have you got that book? The followers of Shankaracharya say that I am God. There is no other God. Everyone is God. Then why you have become dog? Or that I do not know. Is that God's, I mean to say, answer? If I ask if you are God, if I answer it, why you are dog? He says, I do not know. Sorry, God? God does not know? God's decision is there in the Paratha Sutra, where she is full of all knowledge. That is God. And God says, I do not know. How, what kind of God is? That is clearly stated. Why you have become dog? I do not know. But I am God. He knows I am God. But he does not know why he has become dog. That is his knowledge. You'll find so many fallacies like this. How do you know that you are God? That also I do not know. What is this? Is this any argument? But God's definition is that oisajasya samagrasya bijasya japasasya jnana vairagyasya sarayiti bhavangana. That means Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of God is he has got complete oisajya wealth. He has got complete fame. He has got complete knowledge. He has got complete beauty. And he has got complete renunciation. By these three, six complete opulences, the God is there. So if you find somebody that he is full in six opulences, so you find Krishna. If you find the history, all history of the world till now, you won't find any other person more than Krishna. Therefore, he's God. Therefore, he's God. Find out from the history if anybody is more than Krishna. But these are the definition, these are the knowledge. We have to follow these, then we become perfect. Don't try to follow the rascals and nonsense. Then you go behind. Thank you very much. Any questions?